I went to the Bookshelf Coffee House to meet Paul O'Carroll yesterday, and I also met other startup businesses supported by Cork City Partnership. Paul opened the doors of his new coffee house in March. He had been a quantity surveyor, and like many others in the construction industry, he lost his job after the boom. But now he's found, with proper mentoring and proper funding, that he's creating work for himself and others.
It's working out well. I'm happy with it so far. I'm getting a great reaction from the local businesses around the South Mall. The Cork City Partnership have been a great help to me. I've got good advice there from Tony, and the back to work allowance, it's a weight off my mind, because it's guaranteeing money in every week.
It gives you a wage every week while you can concentrate on a new business.
Exactly. Yeah, it takes the pressure off me paying my own personal bills, paying the rent. It's just a living wage to work off of.
As a result, how many people are you employing on a full-time or part-time basis?
There's 3 full-time staff, and then there's a 4th person part-time.
And is that because of that allowance that it has been able to give you that little boost that, you know, you don't have to worry about your own wage, maybe, in one sense?
Exactly, yeah. It gives me more leeway, and It's obviously a benefit to the business itself, because if I was paying myself, I'd be under more financial pressure, and I probably would be under more pressure in here. I mightn't be able to take on that 4th person during the busy periods, and as a result, service would suffer, and I mightn't be doing as well as I'm doing at the moment. So the back to work allowance definitely relieves the pressure.
Paul O'Carroll there.